As you may know, yesterday the Lord called home to himself a former professor and president of ILC, Professor Gordon Radke. Such times of parting bring sorrow to us who are left behind. And so we would hear again our Savior's word to his disciples on the eve of his departure. John chapter 16. I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In Jesus' name, fellow students of the Word, what did you bring to chapel today? The disciples were not allowed to bring food. They could only bring certain food items into the Passover celebration. But as they reclined in the twilight with their Lord, there was something they just could not leave behind, could not shake. There was a sense of foreboding creeping over them. Jesus was talking about laying down his life for his friends. And even though they didn't understand everything, a sense of grief began to come over them. Did you bring your griefs to chapel today? Griefs are not just for older people, you know, who can't run, jump, and play. They're not just for people who have others depending on them for food, clothing, shelter, and so on. Nor are they just for people who don't have their whole life ahead of them yet. The disciples were not so terribly old. Some of them still had maybe 50 years ahead of them. But Jesus knew the grief that waited just around the corner for them. He knew that within 24 hours, they would lose the friend with whom they had spent the last 3 years, eating, drinking, talking, learning, rejoicing, dreaming. In a very short time, their companion, their teacher, their security, their purpose in life, and their hopes for the future would all be nailed to a cross and yield up his life's breath. Did you bring your griefs to chapel today? There are some griefs which we bring on ourselves. Perhaps we neglect a friend and then suddenly find one day that we no longer enjoy the closeness that we once had. Perhaps we neglect our work and find that we cannot keep up anymore. Perhaps we neglect the word of our best friend and find one day that he seems so far away when all the cheer that we have been chasing has vanished like the morning fog. But there's also a grief with which we were born. It is a sadness that comes from the fact that all of the beautiful things that we enjoy are so short-lived. Nature's first green, we see it in the spring. It's golden, and it's her hardest hue to hold. Her early life's a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief, so dawn goes down to day, nothing gold can stay. So wrote the poet. Now to young people it may seem as though the golden hours will go on and on, but to older people your high school years, your college years, even your seminary years, as momentous as they are for the direction that your lives take, they are really a small percentage of the time of your life. Well, in one way, it is the young people who are right. All the grief that awaited the disciples flowed from the fact that Jesus would be gone. On Easter evening, when Jesus came and stood among them and showed himself alive, showed them his hands and his side, John says the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Jesus told them ahead of time that it would be their grief that would be short, and their joy that would be long. Perhaps not the kind of joy that young people think of, but the joy that came from being with him. He compared their grief to the struggle of childbirth. Even though it may seem long for the mother at the time, there is probably not one of us here today whose mother said to us, "Oh, such a day I don't want to remember." Just the opposite. The sorrow is forgotten, and from little on, our parents showed us that they considered our birthday a day to celebrate. So also with our grief over things that go wrong, our grief over ourselves when we go wrong, our grief because God seems far away, when we bring these griefs to Jesus, his kind word reassures us of his care, his forgiveness, his presence. And then it truly is the joy which goes on and on. It is the gold which stays, which no one can take from us. For he speaks to our hearts and says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not afraid, for I am your God. I know what you are going through, but I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." The world's kind of joy is short, and its griefs are long, because both are apart from Christ. God's gift to us turns all that around, and we will live in his house forever. Amen. Hymn 785.